Okay, I want to call the meeting to order. And we're going to first approve the agenda of this special meeting, which actually the meeting already started and then we went into closed session. So we're coming out of closed session and we're going to have a public forum right now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the topic of the public forum, the first topic is the Desert Healthcare District Education Forum to talk about the expansion. I do want to recognize a few people in the audience. We have Linda Evans, the mayor of La Quinta. We have Steve Brown, city council person in Coachella. We have Shelley Kaplan, city council of Cathedral City. And then we have the chair of the governing board, Mitch Blumberg of Desert Regional Medical Center. Did I miss anybody else, elected official? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
City of Indio,
city council. Okay. Thank you for coming, everybody, and thank everybody else for coming, too.
Dr. Zendel, can you speak in the microphone?
Yes.
Thank you.
Actually, at this point, I'm going to hand it over to Chris Christensen, who's going to give a little preview or summary of where we are, and then we'll open it up for comments.
Excuse me, do we approve the agenda, please?
We kind of did that in the first part.
Okay,
welcome, everyone. Appreciate you all being here for the public forum discussing the expansion initiative. It's going to be on the November ballot.
Mike.
It's defined as, is that working? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that better? Okay, thank you. So Measure BB, which is the expansion initiative that will be on the November ballot. And so just wanted to give a little preview of who we are, what the district is about, and then allow at the end of the presentation for the public to be able to ask questions of the board, etc., and to provide comments based on the major BD, and then we'll go on to a couple of other items that are on the agenda. So, just to remind the public that the district's mission is to achieve optimal health at all stages of life for district residents. And also our vision is connecting Coachella Valley residents to health and wellness services and programs through philanthropy and resources, health facilities, information, community education, and public policy. The healthcare district currently encompasses the cities of Desert Hot Springs, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Ranch Mirage, a portion of Palm Desert that's dissected by Cook Street, a small portion of Indian Wells, and some other unincorporated areas. The district has been around for 70 years. It's governed by a 5-member elected board and is funded primarily by property taxes that are received by the county and a portion redistributed to the district. It's the same amount of property taxes that are paid by all Riverside County residents, all of Coachella Valley. The Desert Healthcare District Foundation is one of the larger funders of grant funding in the community. And over the last 70 years, actually the last 20 years of doing grant funding, we've granted about over 70 million at this point for different programs and services with community-based organizations, providers, and school districts, etc. The Desert Healthcare District owns Desert Regional Medical Center, the real estate of it. We are the landlord. However, Tanit is the operator of the hospital. This is just a list of some of the grantees that the district has provided funding for over the last several years. A number of them provide services, programs and services to not only the current district residents, but collectively help the entire community of Coachella Valley. So a couple of years ago, the district initiated a transfer started a 3-year strategic plan that was approved in June of 2017 with the ability to and the wherewithal to help address health and wellness needs for the entire Coachella Valley. The strategic priorities for that strategic plan are new providers, facilities, programs and services, with the initiative that enhances and access and delivery to healthcare. Second priority is One Coachella Valley, with the focus on providing access to care, programs and services, etc., for the entire valley. The community health and wellness focus areas, we've identified 4 in that strategic plan regarding homelessness, primary care, behavioral health access, healthy eating, active living, and quality, safety, accountability, and transparency. The healthcare district recognizes that there are disparities in the community, not just in the current healthcare district, but across the entire Coachella Valley. We focus on the lack of or limitations to access to primary, behavioral, and oral health care, and the social determinants of health with regard to income, education, food security, and transportation. Over the last couple of years, the board of directors for the district and foundation have committed monies to a couple of initiatives that are very significant in our communities. $2 million was committed to a collaborative fund to support programs and services for the homelessness and also for behavioral health. As some of you may be aware, Assembly Bill 2414 was signed into legislation in 2016. There's been an extensive process that the district has gone through to provide an application to LAFCO, which has gone through several steps and processes, county communications, work with the public forums, etc. February of this year, the board committed $300,000 per year for the expansion area, should the expansion occur by the vote of the people. Also, with further development of an estimated of $4 million a year to be able to equate to the current grant funding that the current district does for healthcare initiatives in the area. Finally, in April of 2018, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors approved the LAFCO, or recommended that LAFCO initiate a major ballot for the expansion. So Measure BB, which is identified for the expansion initiative that will be on the November 6th ballot, will be open to residents of the eastern expanded Coachella Valley area. And this is the language that the residents of the up east of Cook Street will see on the ballot. Wanted you to be able to see that exact language so you'll recognize it when the ballot comes out. So in order to expand access to healthcare providers and services and help connect residents to programs through community-based organizations across all of Coachella Valley, shall there be an annexation to expand the Desert Healthcare District service area to include all of the cities of Palm Desert and Indian Wells, which is currently split, the cities of La Quinta, Indio, Coachella, unincorporated of Riverside, areas of Riverside County, including Bermuda Dunes, Mecca, Thermal, Oasis, North Shore, and Vista Santa Rosa. So that's the language you will see on the ballot for choosing or voting in favor of or not. Should the major district board then would appoint two new board members, which is part of the legislation that was passed. Additionally, the district will seek to expand from the current 5 zones for voting purposes to 7 zones. This is, on our left is the current district boundaries. The dotted perimeter is the proposed expanded area that again the voters of the eastern part of the valley will be voting in favor of expanding or not. I would like to open it up to questions. If you'd like to come around over to this corner here, Alejandro has a microphone. You can address the board with questions, and then we can address if the board would like to answer questions or.
Yeah, you can either ask questions or make a comment in favor or against.
Right.
And if you have a question or if something needs to be clarified, I'll ask any board members if they want to do it. If they don't want to do it, I might try to do it, or we'll have Chris do it. So please introduce yourself.
Chris. My name is Steve Brown. I'm a city council member for the city of Coachella. And I'm just here to make a comment that the city of Coachella appreciates all the hard work this board has completed to make this expansion appear on the ballot in November. It did take a lot of time and hard work, and thank you very much for that. And I just want you to know that, and I've talked with Mayor Evans and the city of La Quinta as well, that we will both be providing, if I can speak. Yes, but we will be providing resolutions of support for the expansion so that the community knows we're definitely behind this. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Leticia De Lara, and I'm the CEO of the Regional Access Project Foundation. And I also just want to make a comment that the Regional Access Project is very appreciative of the board and the staff's efforts to expand the district to the full Coachella Valley. And we actually provided a letter of support during the process. I just wanted to be here to learn more about what's going on, but to again just say thank you, and we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Desert Regional Medical Center, but I am also the Chief Executive Officer for Desert Care Network, which comprises DRMC, JFK, as well as High Desert. And I have a letter of support for the district in Measure BB that if you'd like me to read, I can go ahead and read. It says, this is a letter of support for Measure BB to expand the access to healthcare providers and services to connect residents to programs through community-based organizations across all of the Coachella Valley through the expansion of the boundaries of the Desert Healthcare District. JFK and DRMC have been part of the journey to successfully get Measure BB on the ballot this November. Through attendance and participation at the initial meetings with Assemblyman Eduardo Garcia, for AB 2414 to special district board meetings to Riverside County Board of Supervisors meetings, which included a significant amendment to the lease agreed to by Tenet Healthcare, to the final BLAFCO hearing, and support remains strong to ensure that there is quality healthcare for all residents. Through the growth of our services and care delivery system through the Desert Care Network, we have always served all populations. Whether indigent, Medi-Cal, senior, insured, or uninsured, we recognize our obligation to meet the needs of our community, our entire community, and continue to do so with quality care and positive patient outcomes. The successful passage of Measure BB will allow the District Healthcare District to do the same, provide and connect access to care and services to the entire community. JFK and Desert Regional Medical Center support the vision of One Coachella Valley and will continue to partner to endeavor and evaluate our valley's health needs, strengthen health outcomes, and engage our residents as we collectively improve the health status of Coachella Valley.
Chris really wants to answer a difficult question, so can we have somebody just make one up?
Chris, can you indicate how many residents there are in existing district versus the new district? Did you get the question?
I did hear that. The question was, what's the population in the current district versus the proposed expanded area? So there's it's over 200,000 in the current district, 220 roughly. The expanded district, expanded area is roughly 240,000. So, and obviously there's plenty of room for, how do you make this go back? So you can see this is the current district boundaries here. We have extended boundary to the annexed area, current populated area, but there are areas to expand, which obviously will have growth of population and will serve probably more space to the east than the west, but there are current undeveloped properties in the west as well. So as we know, the area is expanding, so there will be sizable population over the next few years to be able to help provide access to programs and services.
If I can just add, somebody asked me the other day, why is the border all the way over to the east when, like, nobody lives over there? And the answer is, I was told, that that's where the school district boundary is, and it's easier to use a boundary that already exists than to draw, you know, pay somebody to survey and draw new boundaries. So that's the reason.
Correct. Thank you. And there are areas of this which is mountainous and would be probably uninhabitable, but you never know. People will live in the mountains as well. So.
Hi, I'm Ezra Kaufman. I'm a current district resident, so I will not be voting in this election. I had first a question, actually two questions. I'm looking at the fact sheet. It says, in 1997, the board of directors voted to lease DRMC to Tenet Healthcare Corporation for 30 years. And current district residents approved it at the ballot box. When was that? When did current district residents approve the lease at the ballot box?
1997.
Yeah, it wasn't a vote.
That's probably an error. I don't think it did go to ballot. It was just by the board of directors, if I understand that correctly.
No, it didn't go to vote. Oh. You're right.
So
absolutely right.
How did this get into the fact sheet? It's an error in the fact sheet that would need to be corrected.
It must have been believed
at the design of the fact sheet that since it does have to go before the public for a vote for any future kind of activity, was the belief that it was done by vote.
The other question I had is I was wondering if you could just expound a little bit on the history and the extent of the robust leased compliance process that the district has put in place with Tenet to assure transparency on all issues.
It's actually not the topic of the open forum right now. If you want to ask that in the next meeting, you can. But right now we're talking about the expansion, and it's a good question, but it's not on topic.
Can I make a comment then on the expansion?
Absolutely.
Well, what I think the expansion is really about is capturing about another 100% worth of parcels to pay for the fact that the district only has about $33 million at its disposal to rebuild facilities. It looks like, according to the Riverside County Assessor, you're only going to raise about $9 million with a $100 per parcel tax on the expanded area, and the current district has approximately the same valuation. So a $100 per parcel tax is going to get you about $18 million a year. If the district isn't expanded, you're stuck with only a parcel tax of $9 million a year. I believe that that's what this is all about. And I do not believe that the district should be looking at lease revenues for paying for this, because whoever ends up paying for this hospital will direct its care and the direction that healthcare goes in the valley. Healthcare is intrinsically a cost-sharing enterprise. And I do not believe that the hospital, DRMC's current lessee, Tenet Healthcare, has done anything but export money from the valley to a miscreant corporate entity.
Okay, in answer to your question, the proposed expanded area, the actual Measure BB that will be on the ballot, does not have a funding mechanism associated with it. So although all Coachella Valley residents pay the same property tax, there will be no allocation of the expanded area's residents' property taxes being redistributed to the district. So the only current funding is from the current district's residents' property taxes. The district and foundation has committed $300,000 per year of current non-taxpayer dollars to help start funding the access to programs and services that the district and foundation does so well, and with the idea of gaining through other sources, hopefully an additional $4 million to be able to meet what we currently do in the West. So just to acknowledge, there are no current taxpayer dollars that will be coming from those residents of the proposed expanded area.
I think the only thing I'd add to that is, in the forums we had with residents in the East before this went through the process, we said, do you want us to wait until we have the funding figured out before we expand, or do you want us to expand with limited funding so that you can be a part of the decisions of how what money there is spent to help the people in the entire Coachella Valley? And we heard overwhelmingly, at least I did at the forums I went to, that people wanted to go ahead and expand, even with a limited amount of money, and could be added to later. Does anybody else want to add anything to that?
I did. Also, I had a chance to speak with Councilwoman Jan Pai of Desert Hot Springs City Council today, and she wanted some assurance that the funding from the taxpayers in the West County would not be spent on programs in the East County. And I had a very good discussion with her that this board is going to be very diligent in terms of how the money is spent, just like we do now. For instance, with Martha's Village and Coachella Valley Rescue Mission, we have them break out the number of residents that are from the West Valley that we fund, and we break that out to the East Valley residents that we don't fund, so that we will have that delineation in the future. So we'll be very careful for the West Valley residents that we will not be spending your tax dollars on East County programs.
Other questions, comments?
I'm wondering if the measure passes in November, what will be the steps that the board takes to gain input and to understand the needs of the area that you will be expanding to? How would that affect your strategic plan and other plans?
Well, the first thing, and maybe you should go through the timeline now of how we're going to expand the board to have representation. Do you want to go through that timeline now?
Sure. And to your point, some of the processes that will take immediately if the expansion measure is voted in favor of, which will be, you'll see in packet if you have, we have a couple of process and timelines that are, that will, the passage of the measure will trigger. So one of those issues is that there will be two additional added to the board, so it'll be a 7-member board at that point. And and I won't go through the complete timeline, once the measure is adopted, or well, there'll be need to be a resolution that will be adopted by the board that will then ultimately appoint 2 additional board members from the expanded area. So that's part of what was discussed and proposed by wanting to get the initiative on the ballot, even though it's limited funding, so that there could be representation from the expanded area. So this then will be a start of adding 2 additional board members that are residents of the proposed expanded area. So that will take place. We intend then to have the 2 additional board members appointed and in place by mid-January. The additional activity that would take place, I think most of you are aware of the rezoning process the district had to go through this year. Very, very extensive process, a number of public forums to get public input to rezone the current 5 district or zones in the current district, but with the expanded area there will be 7 zones that will go through the same process. We will have, however, have a little more time to go through that process this time. It was pretty rushed with the 5 zones, but our proposed timeline for that would be once the full board is in place in January, that there would then be a resolution then that would start the process of the zoning. We would have several public hearings to get community feedback regarding the maps that would be designed with the boundaries for the new 7 district zone or 7 zone district. So it would completely remix what is the current zone boundaries to further spread. And at that point, by I think it's 2020, then we would have zones that would probably encompass potentially 3, if not 4, board members that could be from the expanded area.
Another way we would seek input is, rather than have our board meetings in the West Valley, we'll probably move them centrally, maybe here or someplace like that. I want to make one other point, and that's that, you know, the idea that you can segregate what happens between the East and the West, people that are not getting good primary health care and end up in the emergency rooms at Desert Regional or at Eisenhower affect all of us. And whether it's a mental health issue or a physical health issue, you can't really say this is only for the East or this is only for the West. There's so much, people go on either side of the valley to get things done. So anyway, that was just a point I wanted to make. Other points, questions?
And just before we move on from that, what I wanted to point out is what our proposed timeline is for the rezoning is to have 2 or 3 public hearings during the months of March through June of 2019. Then since summer months, you know, residents aren't in town, things are vacations, people leave for the summer, then we would wait until September to come back and do 2, possibly 3 more public forums to get the input regarding the boundary definitions with a proposed final resolution by October of 2019.
And during January, there's a whole process for informing the public, people who want to apply for the 2 open positions. And that'll be decided at a public meeting in January. And there'll be lots drawn, and one person will have a 2-year term, and one person will have a 4-year term. Those will be sort of at-large East Valley people. But then as we redo zones, we'll have the zones sequenced just like we're doing in the West. It's pretty complicated, even for me.
Yeah, so but it is a bit of a complex process that, we'll be going through. But it's just a good way to, if the major passes, to be able to seek representation from the expanded area to further communicate and help provide the access to programs and services to those in need across the entire valley.
Yeah. And we will have postings of the two open positions in the newspapers and in public places. Will, our PR person, is going to handle that and make sure that the community is aware of those two open positions.
There'll be plenty of notification, and anybody can apply. The board then will review and ultimately do a selection process for those two board members.
Any other questions or comments?
Good afternoon. Kimberly Madrasa, district representative for Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia, once again here to express our gratitude for your support, and we are definitely looking forward to the expansion this month. Thank you.
Would any board members like to say anything? Anybody else?
Okay,
we'll then adjourn, and we will readjourn for the regular board meeting at 6 p.m. Thank you.